It's the 11th of March, 1942, in London. In a grand Georgian terraced house just off Baker Street, light is flooding into a meeting room through tall sash windows. There's about to be a battle that will define the whole future of child psychology in Britain and around the world. Arrayed on both sides are the great and the good of the British Psychoanalytical Society. The leader of one faction is Miss Anna Freud, Sigmund Freud's youngest and most beloved daughter, and his obvious successor.
Infants have a right to their own disturbances. They are people.
On the other side, drawing herself up to her full height in the face of vitriol from the opposition, Mrs. Melanie Klein, self-taught outsider and iconoclast, is here to defend her position as leading analyst in Britain.
The first thing to consider in approaching the child is his studies.
Both Jewish women, both born in Vienna, both fleeing from persecution and misogyny, it is the Second World War that has brought them together to the same nation. But they are fighting their own battle, individually and against each other. This one goes to the very heart of their identities and society itself. What is the nature of a child's mind, and how can we understand it?
Children have all the basic equipment to react to a world of people and things. But when they show us something of their world, it doesn't look like ours.
You can laugh again. It's going away.
Is this house a spaceship?